Hello, everybody. Welcome back. This is Dark, Dangerous, and Deadly, and I'm your host, Bridget M. So today, I'm going to read the transcripts of the tapes that the Toy Box Killer used to make his victims listen to. Now, I just want to say that this episode is going to contain bad language, sexually explicit language, and I don't think that there should be any children listening to this at all. Also, if you are easily offended by negative words used to describe body parts, or anything like that, I would definitely suggest that you don't listen to this either. This is going to be extremely graphic, and the details that he is going to go into and stuff, just it's a lot to take in. So if you don't want to listen to this, I get it. You know, the next weekend we will, we'll have a new, the closing episode rather. So if you want to skip this, that's fine. The only reason that I'm doing this is because when I read it all, I guess it gives a better, not a better understanding, but a really clear picture of the type of person that David Parker Wray was, and more detail into the things that these women experienced through, so many different years. And so I just think that it's a really important part of the story, and that's the only reason that I'm doing this. But again, if you don't want to listen to it, I get it. It's fine. Just if you do decide to listen to it, just, keep in mind that it's not going to be an easy listen. So with that being said, let's get into it. Tape transcript, side one. Hello there, bitch. Are you comfortable right now? I doubt it. Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded. You're disoriented and scared, too, I would imagine. Perfectly normal under the circumstances. For a little while, at least, you need to get your shit together and listen to this tape. It is very relevant to your situation. I'm going to tell you, in detail, why you have been kidnapped, what's going to happen to you, and how long you'll be here. I don't know the details of your capture, because this tape is being created July 23, 1993, as a general advisory tape for future captives. The information I'm going to give to you is based on my experience dealing with captives over a period of several years. If, at a future date, there are any major changes into our procedures, the tape will be upgraded. Now, you are obviously here against your will, totally helpless, don't know where you're at, don't know what's going to happen to you. You're very scared or very pissed off. I'm sure that you've already tried to get your wrists and ankles loose, and just know you can't. Now you're just waiting to see what's going to happen next. You probably think you're going to be raped, and you're fucking sure right about that. Our primary interest is what you've got between your legs. You'll be raped thoroughly and repeatedly in every hole that you've got. Because basically, you've been snatched and brought here for us to train and use as a sex slave. Sound kind of far out? Well, I'm sure it is to the uninitiated, but we do it all the time. It's going to take a lot of adjustment on your part, and you're not going to like it a fucking bit. But I don't give a big rat's ass about that. It's not like you're gonna have any choice about the matter. You've been taken by force, and you're going to be kept and used by force. What all this amounts to is that you're gonna be kept naked and chained up like an animal to be used and abused anytime we want to, any way that we want to. And you might as well start getting used to it, because you're going to be kept here and used until such time as we get tired of fucking around with you. And we will eventually, in a month or two, maybe three. It's no big deal. My lady friend and I have been keeping sex slaves for years. We both have kinky hang-ups involving rape, dungeon games, etc. We've found that it is extremely convenient to keep one or two female captives available constantly to satisfy our particular needs. We are very selective when we snatch a girl to use for these purposes. It goes without saying that you have a fine body and you're probably young, maybe very young, because for our purposes, we prefer to snatch girls in their early to mid-teens, sexually developed but still small-bodied, scared shitless, easy to handle, and easy to train. And they usually have tight little pussies and assholes. They make perfect slaves. Anytime that we go on a hunting trip, if we can't find a little teenager, we usually start hitting the gay bars, looking for a well-built, big-titted lesbian. I thoroughly enjoy raping and screwing around with lesbians, and there is not much danger of them carrying a sexually transmitted disease. And I don't like using condoms. Also, even though they're a little older, unless they've been playing with dildos a lot, they will have tight holes between their legs, like the younger girls. If we can't find a lesbian that we want, we snatch anything that is young, clean, and well-built. We very seldom come back empty-handed, because there's plenty of bitches out there to choose from. And with a little practice and deception, most of them is very easy to get, with little risk. At this point, it makes little difference what category you fall into. You're here, and we're going to make the most of it. You're going to be kept in a hidden slave room. It is relatively soundproof, escape-proof, and it is completely stocked with devices and equipment to satisfy our sexual fetishes and deviations. There may or may not be another girl in the room. Occasionally, for variety, we like to keep two slaves at the same time. In either case, as the new girl, you'll definitely be getting the most attention for a while. Now, as I said earlier, you're going to be kept like an animal. I guess I've been doing this too long. I've been raping bitches ever since I was old enough to jerk off and tie little girls' hands behind their back. As far as I'm concerned, you're a pretty piece of meat to be used and exploited. I don't give a flying fuck about your mind or how you feel about this situation. You may be married, have a kid or two, boyfriend, girlfriend, a job, car payment. Fuck it. I don't give a rat's ass about any of that. And I don't want to hear about it. It's something you're going to have to deal with after you're turned loose. I make it a point never to like a slave, and I fucking sure don't have any respect for you. Here, your status is no more than that of one of the dogs or one of the animals out in the barn. Your only value to us is the fact that you have an attractive, usable body, and like the rest of our animals, you will be fed and watered, kept in good physical condition, kept reasonably clean, and allowed to use the toilet when necessary. In return, you're going to be used hard, especially during your first few days, while you're new and fresh. You're going to be kept chained in a variety of different positions, usually with your legs or knees forced wide apart. Your pussy and asshole is going to get a real workout, especially your asshole, because I'm into animal sex. Also, both of those holes are going to be subjected to a lot of use with some rather large dildos, among other things. And it goes without saying that there's going to be a lot of oral sex. On numerous occasions, you're going to be forced to suck cock and eat pussy until your jaw aches and your tongue is sore. You might not like it, but you're fucking sure going to do it. And that's the easy part. Our fetishes and hang-ups include stringent bondage, dungeon games, a little sadism, nothing serious, but uncomfortable and sometimes painful. Just a few little hang-ups that we like to use when we're getting off on a bitch. Hehe. If you're a teeny bopper and ignorant to fetishes and deviations, you're about to get an enlightening crash course in sex. Who knows, you may like some of it. It happens occasionally, if we want to take the time and trouble, even under these conditions, most bitches can be brought to orgasm. Now, I've already told you that you're going to be here a month or two, or maybe three if you keep us turned on. If it's up to my lady, we'd keep you indefinitely. She says it's just as much fun and less risky. But personally, I like variety, a fresh pussy now and then to play with. We take 4 or 5 different girls each year, depending on our urges and sometimes accidental encounters. Basically, I guess, we are like predators. We're always looking. Occasionally, some sweet little thing will be broke down on the side of the road, walking, bicycling, jogging. Anytime an opportunity like that presents itself, and it's not too risky, we'll grab her, even if we've already got a captive in the playroom. Variety is definitely the spice of life. Now, I'm sure that you're a great little piece of ass, and you're going to be a lot of fun to play with, but I will get tired of you eventually. If I killed every bitch that we kidnapped, there'd be bodies strung all over the country. And besides, I don't like killing a girl unless it's absolutely necessary. So I've devised a safe alternative method of disposal. I had plenty of bitches to practice on over the years, so I've pretty well got it down pat. And I enjoy doing it. I get off on mind games. After we get completely through with you, you're going to be drugged up real heavy with a combination of sodium pentothal and phenobarbital. They are both hypnotic drugs that will make you extremely susceptible to hypnosis, auto-hypnosis, and hypnotic suggestion. You're going to be kept drugged a couple of days while I play with your mind. By the time I get through brainwashing you, you're not going to remember a fucking thing about this little adventure. You won't remember this place or what has happened to you. There won't be any DNA evidence because you're going to be bathed and both holes between your legs will be thoroughly flushed out. You'll be dressed, sedated, and turned loose on some country road, bruised, sore all over, but nothing that won't heal up in a week or two. The thought of being brainwashed may not be appealing to you, but we've been doing it a long time and it works. And it's the lesser of two evils. I'm sure that you would prefer, in lieu of being strangled or having your throat cut. Okay, undoubtedly, somebody is going to be looking for you. There may or may not be a missing persons report, but nobody's going to be looking for you here. They don't have any idea where you're at. You don't even know where you're at. We're always very careful about that. There are not going to be any knights in shining armor coming to rescue you. You are strictly on your own, and under the circumstances, I bet that is a scary thought. If there is another girl in the room, she won't be able to help you either, because she's going to be in the same position you're in. As for escaping, I'm sure you'll try to figure out a way. That's human nature, but it's not hardly even worth talking about here. It would not be prudent on your part to have you running around the woods screaming rape. It would be an embarrassment, to say the least. Consequently, you are going to be kept in an environment that is even more secure than a prison cell. If it has not already been done, very shortly a steel collar is going to be padlocked around your neck and has a long, heavy chain that is padlocked to a ring in the floor. The collar will never be removed until you are turned loose. It's a permanent fixture. The hidden playroom where you're going to be kept has steel walls, floor, and ceiling. It is virtually soundproof and has a steel door with 2 keyed locks. The hinges are welded on and there are 2 heavy deadbolts on the outside. The room is totally escape-proof, even with tools. Anytime that you are left unattended in the room, your wrists will be chained and there are electronic sensors to let us know if you move around too much. And if that's not enough, there is a closed-circuit TV system with surveillance camera. It's wired to the main TV in the living room, so we can check on you once in a while or just sit and watch you for the fun of it. Electronics is a wonderful thing. Expensive, but hell, everything in the room is expensive, and damn well worth it. If everybody knew how much fun it was to keep a slave, half of the women would be chained up in somebody's basement.
We'll return to the story in just a second. Let's just take a moment to listen to a word from our sponsor.
Anyway, we've had a lot of practice at this, and we're not really concerned about you escaping. You're fucking sure not going anywhere. Now, if you're not already naked, you soon will be. Your clothing will be bagged up and saved until such time as we decide to turn you loose. As far as being naked goes, you might as well get used to it. For what you're going to be used for, clothing would just get in the way. Besides, I like watching a naked woman's body, all of it, whether it be in a room or on the TV set. As I've already said, you'll be fed and watered on a regular basis. Not as much of either as you're used to, I'm sure, but enough to keep you healthy. You'll only be fed once a day like the rest of the animals, and during the first few days until you adjust to it and your stomach shrinks up. You're going to feel a little weak and you'll be hungry all the time. It won't take long, 3 or 4 days, and during the first few days until you adjust to the environment, I prefer to keep you in a weakened condition anyway. Now, you already know that you've been kidnapped and brought here for us to train and use as a sex slave. I realize that being abducted and being forced into sexual slavery is a hard pill to swallow. Some girls really have a lot of trouble with it, and I'm sure that you will too, to a certain extent. But face it, you can't get away, you can't say no. You're going to be naked all the time. You won't be able to struggle or resist. You're going to have to lay there and take it, good or bad, no matter what is being done to you. A scary thought? Yes. But there are no options. Nothing you can say or do will change the fact that it's going to happen. Many girls beg and plead. Almost all of them cry a lot, especially during the first 3 or 4 days. And some of them scream and threaten. But I have a poster on the wall in the playroom that says it all. If they're worth taking, they're worth keeping. And I'm going to tell you, just so you know, since you're being kept here against your will, we will never trust anything you say, do, or promise. You are a potential threat to us, and you will always be treated as such. On numerous occasions, bitches have told me that they'd do anything I wanted them to do if I'd just take the chains off. I've been offered ransom money, and I've even had girls try to tell me they liked it. But I like to use the chains. Money's not that important, and masochists are rare as hell. Hee hee. I wonder what your scam's gonna be. Not anything that I haven't heard before, I bet. If you get a chance to talk at all. Well, let's change the subject a little bit. You already know that, for the most part, you're going to be kept in the playroom, but once in a while, we like to take a captive into the bedroom. In chains, of course. Also, we have a couple real close friends that we party with once in a while. They know about our hang-ups and don't have any problem with fucking a slave. You may be required to service them occasionally, but that's an easy one. For the most part, just fucking and sucking. They don't get into the heavier stuff. However, when we have a party, sometimes I like to put on a little show that you won't like at all. You'll be taken into the living room and put on the floor on your hands and knees, naked. Your wrists and ankles, knees and hips will be strapped to a metal frame to hold your body into that position. The frame is designed for doggy fucking. Your ass up in the air, sex organs exposed, your tits hanging down on each side of a metal support bar, knees spread about 12 inches, position similar to that of a bitch dog in heat, right in the middle of the floor so we can sit on the couch and in the chairs and watch. I'm gonna rub a canine breeder's musk on your back, the back of your neck, and on your sex organs. Now I have 3 dogs, all of them's male, because I don't need any fucking pups. One of them is a very large German Shepherd that is always horny, and he loves it when I bring him in the house to fuck a woman. After I let him in the house, he'll sniff around you a little bit, and within a minute, he'll be mounting you. there's about a 50-50 chance which hole he'll get his penis into, but it doesn't seem to bother him whether it's the pussy or the asshole. His penis is pretty thin. It goes in easy, but it's about 10 inches long, and when it gets completely excited, it gets a hell of a knot right in the middle of it. Now, I've had slaves tell me that it feels like they got a baseball inside of them. It doesn't take long. He's going to hump you real fast for about 3 or 4 minutes, and while he's doing it, he'll wrap his front legs around your chest to hold himself in position, and in the process, he'll probably scratch your tits up a little bit with his claws. After he gets through, he usually turns around and tries to pull out. Oh, he'll jerk a little. Not much, mostly just steady pressure. And I've timed it. The knot will usually shrink up enough to come out of your pussy in about 3 minutes. If he's in your asshole, about 5 minutes. I don't use the dog all that often, but I don't deprive him of pussy either. There's no doubt that he's going to be on you a few times while you're here, because I like watching it. And anytime it's just you, me, and the dog, it will always be in your butt. The dog knot on his penis is big and extremely uncomfortable when he's pushing him back and forth way up in your anus. I really enjoy watching a girl wiggle, jerk, and squirm around while he's doing it. Consequently, I give him a little assistance getting it in the right hole. Now, if you think all of this stuff is sick and depraved, you haven't seen anything yet. This is a different world. Among our small circle of friends, little things like rape, kidnapping, doggy fucking, stuff like that are everyday occurrences. Matter, of course, here, anything can happen and often does. We like living in the mountains because it's quiet, secluded, private, and everybody minds their own business. The only closed house belongs to our friends, and they don't hear or see anything. Okay, let's talk about training, the rules, and punishment. Here, you are a slave, and discipline is extremely, extremely strict. You're going to be given a set of rules, things you can and cannot do. You will learn to comply, because each time you violate a rule, you will be punished. As soon as each rule is told to you, I will become law, as far as you're concerned. And you know what's going to happen every time you fuck up? We'll use a couple of methods of punishment. A whip is an excellent training aid. So is an electroshock machine. Anytime you get out of line, one or both will be used on your body, and I assure you it will not be pleasant. There is not many rules, and they're very easy to remember, but you're going to make mistakes. Every slave does. I don't like repeat offenders. It gets me very upset. During the first few hours, the first time you violate a certain rule, a teaching process, the second time you violate the same rule, you'll be lightly punished. And the third time you violate it, it's going to be full punishment. After the first day, you won't be cut any slack. We will expect total obedience. Now, let's start this off right. You are a slave. You don't realize it, but you will eventually. I'm your master, and the lady is your mistress. You will be totally docile. You'll be very quiet, and you'll speak only when spoken to. Never initiate conversation. Keep your mouth shut. Anytime you are spoken to, you will be required to respond, and it will be with proper speech. Remember that we are in the dungeon game, and as long as you are here, it's the only game in town. Anytime that you are asked a question where a yes or no is required, you will respond by saying, "Yes, master," "No, mistress," "No, master," etc. You will show proper respect. Having to use the word master or mistress may sound funny, pretty or vain to you, but that's all right. If you choose not to do it, you can laugh while you're being whipped or when your body is convulsing under the electroshock machine. You will respond to commands without protest or resistance. Do exactly what you're told, nothing else. Remember that here you are a slave, and failure to respond to a command will definitely get you in trouble. If I decide to rape you in your pussy or in your asshole, don't resist or struggle. When I tell you to spread your legs or pull them back, you say, yes, master, and obey the command, because to do anything else will get you beaten. If I tell you I want to be sucked off, you say, yes, master, and open your mouth. I have oral sex if it's done right. You're going to be taught exactly what I like. How to use your lips and tongue. We'll be practicing a lot, and each time when I get ready to come, I'm going to push my penis down your throat and keep it there until I get through squirting. I'm not going to choke you, but you need to learn how to hold your breath and swallow every bit of the sperm. If I see one drop leaking out of your mouth, I'm going to punish you. Basically, it's going to be the same with your mistress. If she demands oral sex, you say yes, mistress, and respond. She also will teach you exactly the way she likes it, and you will keep using your tongue on her pussy until she gets off. Now, I can't foresee what kind of bitch you're going to be, how you feel about oral sex or any of that shit, but I'm going to tell you this. If, during oral sex or any other time, you should bite one of us, I'm going to cut on you a little bit. I'll cut your nipple off for a starter, and if it's a bad bite, I'll cut your tit off. That may sound harsh, but your teeth are serious weapons, and we're not going to tolerate any shit from you. I have been bitten, and I've cut off nipples, so don't fuck around. That's enough said about that. Remember the commands. Yes, master. No, mistress. If your mistress should come into the room and tell you to get down on the floor or lay down on the floor, you say, yes, mistress, and then lay down on the floor exactly the way she told you to do. If she tells you to pull your knees up, you say, yes, mistress, and pull your knees up. If she tells you to spread your knees, you say, yes, mistress, and spread them wide, wide apart, and hold them there so she can play with your pussy, use dildos, or whatever. A slave must always obey every command and offer no resistance. Remember that. Never say no unless it's justified, like in response to a question. If either one or both of us decide to put you in different bondage positions, the chains will be taken off the various parts of your body, wrists and ankles, never off of your neck. Don't kick, struggle, or resist in any way. If you do, you're going to be in a world of hurt. If you're told to hold your leg out so a chain can be attached to your ankle, you say, yes, master, or yes, mistress, and hold your leg out. For repeated rule violations, the punishments are eventually going to become harsh and even brutal, and you won't have anyone to blame but yourself. Now, I should also tell you that there's going to be times when the whip and electroshock is used not for punishment but for pleasure. The difference will be that it's done for pleasure. The whip strokes will be much lighter. They'll sting like hell, but they won't have the burning sensation and leave welts that hurt for hours. As for the electroshock machine, the voltage will be turned down. It won't be that harsh. Electricity that makes your body convulse and jerk all over the table. You haven't experienced any of that, but I'm sure that you will. To avoid these punishments, you're gonna have to be very quiet, very docile, and very obedient. And I imagine that it's going to be hard for you to do. You'll probably try us a few times to see if this is real. Hee hee, most captives do. If you want to, be my guest, because it's all part of the game. Now, let's discuss talking. You cannot talk. You cannot speak unless you've been given permission. I believe that rule gets more bitches in trouble than anything else because they can't keep their damn mouth shut. They always want to whine, beg, plead, try to talk me into turning them loose. I used to listen to it. I don't anymore. I enjoy blessed silence around here. Your mouth is for sucking, not talking. Around here, the only time However, want to hear you initiate speech is if you have to use the restroom, and you will learn to do it properly. Master, may I please use the restroom? Or mistress, may I please use the restroom? In response, we will ask what you need to do. If you have to pee, you say, pee, master, or pee, mistress. If you have to crap, you say, crap, master, or crap, mistress. It will be done that way, because quite often you will be in heavy restraints, a lot of straps on your body, chains on your wrist and ankles, a bunch of stuff that's time-consuming and hard to get loose. If you have to pee, well, we'll use a bedpan. If you have to shit, you may have to hold it a while. Whatever the case, we need to know, and you definitely need to tell us, because if you make a mess, you're going to be punished, and you have to clean it up. Now, I've covered the basics pretty thoroughly. You know to keep your mouth shut and not try to talk. You know the proper way to say master and mistress, and you know how you're expected to act and respond to commands. If you can learn to do all of that, there will not be a great deal of punishments. We'll get along pretty good.
We'll return to the story in just a second. Let's just take a moment to listen to a word from our sponsor.
There's going to be a lot of other things done to your body besides just fucking and sucking. But for that, for the most part, you'll either be in stringent bondage or strapped down on a gynecology table. You won't be able to struggle or resist in any way. Now, you're going to be required to learn fast. Training is not one of my favorite things to do, and I prefer fucking around with a slave that's already trained. I've already given you the basics, so there's not that much to learn. But until you accept the fact that you are a slave, you're going to have a problem with it. Remember that each time that you fuck up, you're going to be punished. And after it happens a few times, you're really going to dread it. Some girls tend to be a little rebellious. I sure as hell wouldn't advise that, because it will get you into serious trouble. Here, you definitely need to be docile. You're not in any position to be otherwise. We've done this so many times that we know exactly what we like to do with a slave. We don't go out of our way to brutalize a girl if you don't give us any trouble. We won't do any more to your body than is necessary to satisfy our sexual needs. Initially, when we've got a new girl in the playroom, we're kind of like a kid with a new toy. You are fresh and exciting, and we're going to spend a lot of time playing with you. Later, after the newness wears off, things will settle into something of a routine. We'll only be spending 3 or 4 hours each day in the playroom. You're going to have a lot of free time to rest, sleep, watch TV, or whatever. If you're acting halfway decent, you'll be left in a reasonably comfortable position so you can relax. As far as sex goes, your mistress is going to want her pussy eaten a couple of times a day. For my part, I like getting off in a slave twice and sometimes 3 times each day, usually in her mouth or in her asshole. Don't get me wrong, I'm going to be sticking my dick in your cunt once in a while. Ugh. But for the most part, when I use that hole, it's going to be with large dildos. We're going to be in and out of the room several times each day, but you will have a lot of free time. Now, I gotta tell you that there's another side to the coin. Once in a while, we get a bitch that is resentful, rebellious, won't mind, uncooperative. That doesn't work here. I'm sure that you realize you're on thin ice. As long as you have chains on your body, don't try either one of us. It is an extremely dangerous thing to do, because if necessary, I'm capable of doing things to your body and torturing you in ways you can't even imagine. The playroom is equipped with a full set of surgical instruments, which I have occasionally had to use and will again if necessary. I've already told you what'll happen if you bite. To be completely safe here, you have to be docile. If you should accidentally or otherwise hurt, scratch, or kick either one of us, you could be in very serious trouble. I'm sure that you want to survive this experience, and I want you to also. But you were expendable, and it's no big deal to go out and snatch a replacement. It may sound harsh and cold, but if you give us too much trouble or if you pose any kind of threat to us, I won't have any qualms at all about slicing your throat. Like I said before, I don't like killing the girls that we bring here, but occasionally things happen. What can I say? I would really hate to have to dump that pretty little body off in a canyon somewhere to rot. I'm not trying to scare you. That's just the way it is. Be nice. Keep your mouth shut. Learn the rules and survive. We are into S&M and you're going to be hurt a little, but everything we do to a girl is designed to cause pain, not injury. There is a big difference. No matter how painful it is, nothing that we plan to do to your body will cause any serious or permanent damage. I'm not lying to you or trying to make it sound easier because that would be pointless. I'm just telling you like it is. That's the way we do things, and that's the way it's going to be, unless we have problems with you. I've already told you that you're going to be whipped lightly for pleasure. The electroshock will also be used lightly for pleasure. Most of the other nasty little things that we're going to do, for the most part, will be done to your breasts, nipples, and between your legs. The lady is fortunate. She can get off anytime. She just likes to be a little sadistic with a slave once in a while. In my case, I cannot get off with a girl unless I hurt her first. That's basically the reason I'm into rape and slavery, and the reason that you're going to be subjected to a certain amount of pain. Mostly what we do to a captive is stick needles in her breast and through her nipples, through her cunt lips, through her clit, and I'm into stretching certain things. Clamps with long nylon cords on each one will occasionally be put on your lips so your pussy can be kept pulled open. And they're also going to be attached to your nipples. The nylon cords will be put through ceiling rings or rings on each side of the table and pulled very tight to stretch your tits. Occasionally, your clit will also be clamped and stretched. And we're going to be using dildos. The dildos are going to be used a lot, more than anything else. And consequently, what you're going to have the most trouble with. Many of them are long, very large in diameter, and very painful when they're being forced in. Your mistress will use them in your pussy, and I like to use them in both holes. Actually, that pretty well covers it. There's going to be a few other things that we do, nothing of any greater consequence, and not often, just variety. As far as needles goes, they'll always be sterilized. The clamps are going to hurt like a motherfucker, but they won't cause any permanent injury. They don't even break the skin. As far as the dildos go, both of those holes between your legs will be stretched a hell of a lot. It'll hurt, but they'll stretch. Your pussy is designed for a baby to come out, and we won't be using anything bigger than that. The really large ones will not be used in your butt. I don't want to stretch that hole so big that it's not usable for fucking. Anyway, that pretty well covers that part of it. Let's see, what have I missed? Let's talk about screaming. Every once in a while, we get a screamer. Some bitch that just wants to scream all the time, and it definitely gets him in trouble because it gets on my nerves. Very shortly, that gag is going to be removed. We live in an isolated area, so screaming is not usually a problem in the playroom. It's not much of a problem at all because of the soundproofing, but it irritates the fuck out of me. There is a time and place. Occasionally, I like to hear a bitch scream, but usually not. The only thing that screaming is going to get you around here is a lot of punishment, and if you do it habitually, I will just keep a ball gag in your mouth all the time. It'll only be taken out for you to eat and suck. I've already told you about talking. Don't try to initiate a conversation. Don't say anything. You will be punished. If you're a smoker, now's a good time to quit. I'm not going to buy your cigarettes, and if you ask for one, the only thing that you're going to get is a few whip marks. Remember, when you ask a question, you say yes, master, or no, master. If you have to go to the restroom, it is Master or mistress, may I please go to the restroom? Anytime that you are given a command, always acknowledge the order verbally, yes, master, and then obey the order. That's not too difficult. A bright little thing like you should be able to learn it fast. There are going to be times when you are under great stress, a certain amount of stress, and you may forget, but that's no excuse. Each time you fuck up, you're going to be punished. After you're here a few days, it'll eventually become automatic, and there'll no longer be a problem. I realize that after a while, when I take that gag off, you are really going to want to try to talk to me. Talk me into turning you loose and such. It's because with your wrists and ankles chained, your mouth is the only defense you have. But don't do it. It won't work, and all it will bring is punishment. Your first day here is not going to be too difficult. There won't be any serious dungeon games. Your training has already been initiated, so you'll have to be very careful with what you say and how you act. But for the most part, there's going to be little exploring. We will become very familiar with your body and do a little fucking and sucking. We may tease you a little bit with some or more humane toys, but nothing serious. It's going to be kind of an adjustment period. Don't say anything. Don't struggle or resist, no matter what we do, because we are going to start enforcing the rules immediately. Now, later, I'm going to be asking you a bunch of questions, since I'm going to be caring for your body for the next month or two, or three. There are certain things that I need to know. I have a prepared questionnaire that I fill out with each new captive. Some of the questions are going to be embarrassing, but you should answer them truthfully and completely. You damn well better. I don't want to catch you in a lie. The questions will be in reference to your physical condition, any medical conditions that I need to know about, medications, sex habits, sexual preferences, any childbirth you might have had, period dates, and so forth. Now, your training has already started. Each time I ask you one of those questions on the questionnaire, they're going to be a proper way to answer, which I'll tell you about in a few minutes. While we go through the questionnaire, you're going to be strapped down on the gynecology table. Your feet will be in the stirrups and your knees will be pulled apart with everything exposed. I like to keep a girl that way while she's answering the questions so I can examine and verify anything she might tell me which would affect her use as a sex slave. If you do have any kind of medical conditions, by all means, let me know. We'll discuss it and we may make adjustments. We won't turn you loose, but we may make adjustments. We're probably going to be starting on the questionnaire pretty soon. You will be naked, and as I said, you'll be strapped down to a gynecology table so you can't wiggle or squirm around. You will be talking quite a bit, answering the questions, so I'm sure that'll start your speech training at the same time. Consequently, before we start on the questionnaire, two small electrical clamps will be put on your nipples. Each time a question is asked, you will respond properly. For instance, if I ask you how old you are, you will respond by saying, "Master, I'm 19 years old." Answer the questions completely and say nothing else. If the question requires yes or no answer, yes, master, or no, master. If I ask on your period dates, you say, "Master, my period is so-and-so." If I ask about childbirth, you say, "No, master," or "Master, I had a baby a year ago," or whatever. Always start each sentence by saying "master" and take your time. We're not going to be in any hurry. Think about what you're going to say before you say it, because each time you fuck up, I'm going to press a little button and a few thousand volts of electricity are going to go through your nipples, right down into your tits. You are training. So it will just be a quick blast. I'm not going to hold it down and torture you, but each time you screw up, it's going to be a little bit worse. So take your time, answer the questions properly. I'm not going to push you. We're not going to be in a hurry. Think about each thing you're going to say and be damn sure and start your sentence with "master." If you get through that, okay, Get your speech down, Pat. Keep your mouth shut and don't give us any trouble. Then the first day is going to be real pleasant for everybody. I'm going to put some dildos in those holes between your legs, but they will not be big ones. Basically, I just want to become very familiar with your sex organs and the size of the holes. All girls are different. During the course of the day, you're going to be raped several times, but that's no big deal. The second day, after you get totally familiar with the rules and procedures, we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty. A lot of it will not be very pleasant for you, but you might as well get used to it because it's not going to be like that for a while. Eventually, things will settle down a little. Then just take it day by day. Well, I believe I've told you everything that I can. I cannot predict the future. I cannot predict changes or procedures. But if this tape is being played for you, I have to assume that it's still reasonably accurate. And I can only give you advice. Be smart and be a survivor. Don't ever scream. Don't talk without permission. Be very quiet. Be docile and obedient. And by all means, show proper respect. Have a nice day. That is honestly the most disgusting, vulgar thing that I have ever read in my life. I am very glad that it's over. I hope that it gave you guys a better understanding and a clearer picture of the type of person that David Parker Ray is. At some point I had to change a few words because it was just grossing me out saying some of them. And I can't imagine what it must be like for, you know, a woman kidnapped, naked, strapped to a gynecology table, just spread eagle, you know, a big metal collar on her neck. She doesn't know where she is or what has happened to her. And the first thing that she hears is this, you know, jigsaw type of tape. I mean, it must be really scary. And the fact that, like, I mean, he takes himself really serious. Now, one thing that I wanted to point out before I go is he talks about his lady friend. But he also mentions that this recording was made in the 90s. Now, this is way before he meets Cindy Hindi. So, who is the lady friend that he's referring to? Now, some people speculate that he's referring to his daughter, and we'll get into that. But is he? I mean, we don't really know. And I feel like this is one question that was never answered at all by police. Like, who is this other person that he's speaking about? But yeah, I guess we'll never know. But I thought that was kind of weird. I mean, not like the entire thing wasn't weird. Okay. So that's it for this recording. I don't even want to say I hope you liked it, because I honestly hope you didn't like it. Because if you liked it, there's an issue there. Thanks for listening, guys. I really appreciate it. Like I said, next week I'm going to release the ending of this, and then I'll be recording a special episode with my two friends, so I'll let you know how that is going to go. And then this Sunday I'm going to be releasing the Catherine Knight video that I made on the YouTube channel, so make sure you check that out too. All right, thanks guys, bye. I'm going to go to the next one.